friends, welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, I want to give you a very special welcome. My name is Mr. Jim, and I love turning your ideas into awesome adventures. And so friends all around the world go to kidshortstories.com, and they send ideas to me, which I love reading through, and then I pick the best ideas and turn them into some really fun adventures. And parents, I know as we're getting ready for summer, which is just around the corner, you're always looking for great ways for your kids to have fun and maybe not in front of a screen, right? I'm a parent, I'm a dad of three boys. I totally know how it goes. And so Kids Short Stories, we are committed to being the screenless entertainment, the screenless fun for you guys at home, whether you're driving in the car or maybe getting ready for bed or during free playtime. Kids Short Stories is a really great way for you guys to have some fun without using the screen. And so using, you know, an Alexa device or a Google smart speaker and playing these stories through there is a great way to do that. Well, today's story comes to us from two of our friends, Miles and Oscar. I'm so glad that you guys sent an idea because it's a really cool one. But I can't wait to share this idea with you. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Hey Oscar, can you grab some AA batteries down there? Both our controllers are out. Miles and Oscar were both wanting to play some Minecraft and their controllers were out of batteries. But don't worry, here they are, Oscar shouted. Oscar had found the AA batteries that they needed for their controllers, and Miles was really excited. Great, I can't wait to get into this new world, because I have some really cool plans of some things that we can build. Minecraft is a really, really fun game. If you've ever played it before, it's like you get to build things, and you can mine resources like iron and maybe find gold or all kinds of different things and make armor, and it's a really fun game. Well, Miles and Oscar were in the middle of building the most epic world ever. They had built tree houses and many houses and caves and an entire city. But they had no clue what was about to happen to them. All right, Miles, here they are. They popped the batteries into the controllers and turned it on. All right, I can't wait for this. Whoa, where'd you get these batteries? Miles said. They were just down in the drawer downstairs. Okay, they just, like the controller buzzed and it just feels different. I don't know. It's like the batteries had some kind of special energy in them. Huh. Yeah, I kind of noticed that too, said Oscar. As they clicked start to enter into the world, immediately their controllers started to shake. What's going on? All of a sudden, Miles and Oscar were transported right into the Minecraft world. Ah! Ow! Oh! Miles and Oscar both looked around and they couldn't believe it. Somehow, their controllers, which I'm pretty sure those batteries were not normal batteries, but their controllers had transported them into the Minecraft world. As they looked around, they couldn't believe it. The green hills and the forests that surrounded them, and there was a big lake right in front of them. They were so excited. This was like a dream come true. Oscar, I don't know how you did this, but I love you. This is amazing, shouted Miles. They were both so excited to be there. They couldn't wait to start building things. It was daytime and they had thankfully landed in the world that they had already built a lot of the infrastructure, and they already had a lot of resources. They both had a full set of armor and they even had some diamonds and gold and iron. So they had all kinds of really great things already, and so it was time to work on their cave. Their cave had all kinds of different rooms in it, which was really cool, but it needed some more lights. So they needed to find some coal and get some sticks, and that would be good. "Where's the coal?" said Miles. "I think I saw some over here," said Oscar. They started to dig deeper and deeper into the cave, and there was a nice big pocket of coal. "Yes!" said Oscar. As they started to mine out all of this coal, they couldn't wait to start turning on all the lights in the cave. And in just a few minutes, they had made 22 torches. This was perfect. They started to plant them all around the cave, and whew, that's a lot better. It was getting kind of dark in here. As Miles and Oscar looked outside of the cave, they noticed that it was starting to get dark. "All right, we need to make a door," said Miles, "because once it gets dark, I think those creepers come out, right?" Oscar turned around with the biggest eyes ever. "What did you say, Miles?" "Oh, you know, like at nighttime, the creepers come out, right?" "Wait a second," said Oscar. "We're in Minecraft. What, like, are those creepers real here?" "We really gotta build a door." Miles and Oscar realized the severity of the situation they were in. No longer was it just a video game, but they were inside of it. And that means they need to keep the creepers out of their cave. Those creepers, they're dangerous. And they're getting closer! Hurry! Miles and Oscar quickly built a door and stuck it at the entrance to the cave and closed it just in time because the creepers were very close by. "Oh no! What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do? How do we get out of here? Oscar, what do we do?" "I don't know, Miles. We gotta work together. But, maybe, You see, they had accidentally transported into this video game and they didn't know how to get out. "It's those batteries," said Oscar. "They must have had some kind of extra power." Miles started to think, okay, so we need power. We need some kind of energy here. What if we made some kind of, like, energy-producing contraption thing that could maybe send us back into the real Earth?" "Ooh, that's a pretty good idea," said Oscar. And just like that, they started to mine and dig through the cave to get all the resources they need for this amazing idea. You see, Miles and Oscar, they came up with a beautiful idea to create energy from inside the cave. And they thought maybe that energy could open up a portal that could send them back home. "Awesome! This is looking great," said Oscar. "Yeah, there, look, I think it's done." That was the sound of the portal. "I think it's working," said Miles. "All right, hurry, we gotta test it out before those creepers find a way into our cave. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Miles and Oscar both jumped through the portal entrance and they landed, crash landed back on their couch in their living room. "Whoa, that was amazing," said Miles. "But I think we need to take those batteries out of the controllers and get some different batteries." "That's a good idea," said Oscar. "But wait, let's save these batteries for another time and maybe we can go back another time." And that was the day that Miles and Oscar both discovered not only some extraordinary batteries that had some extra energy, but they also had an amazing time in an amazing place. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end of the story. That was a really fun one. Well, you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Tildy from Western Australia, Clark from Toronto, Max and Parker from Minnesota, Sam from Easley in South Carolina. Oh, and Madison. Hey! And I want to say hey to Zoe and Isabella from Charlotte, North Carolina, Abel from London, Ontario, and Will and Henry from Brisbane, Australia. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spy Kid team and a part of the Kid Short Stories family. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. And I want to make sure that you have smashed that follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on a single one of our awesome stories. Well, my friends, I hope you have a super duper day, and guess what? There's more stories. So I will see you on the next adventure. Bye.